Vayter in Chasma Vakama Daf Vav. Picking up on Vav on the very top of the page, next part of the Mishnah. Atzad Hashav Shebehen Shadarkin Lahazik Shmiros on Alecha. We said, what's the connecting fact over here? That these are things that are damaged and things that have to be shomer. Whenever you use the Lashon, it's not a Shabbos, that these are the tzad, it's coming to include something else. Like, what else is similar to that that would be included? It says, Gemara, Lusi, am I? What's that coming to include when we say that line? And for the Gemara, the Amar Abai, Lusi, Avno, Sakino, Maso, Sheinichem, Bar Shagago. It's talking about a case where a person leaves a stone, a knife, a package that he leaves on the top of his roof, and Nafal Baruch Matsuy of Yiziko. And a wind comes, it's a normal type of wind comes and blows it down, and something gets damaged. So it's normal to happen, and you should have been watching it. And it's Derech Lahazik, and you should have been careful. Hey, then what exactly is the case? Iba had the Asli Komazki, if it's talking about on the way down, Hainu Eish, and that's the same din of Eish. Eish also says Rashi, that the Tola de Eishi, the Maishna Eish Mina, what's the difference? She can Koach Acher Ma'oruba, has another Koach involved, the wind. Haninami Koach Acher, this also has the same idea. It says Gemara, Maishna Eish, why is it different? Koach Acher Ma'oruba, Umamon Choshmas Alecha, some of the Koach included within it, your mama and you have to watch it. Haninami Koach Acher Ma'oruba, Umamon Choshmas Alecha, on you as well. Vela Basanaichi. Must be talking about the case after it already came to rest, it was sitting down on the floor, and that's when it came along in the damage. Rashi says, Maski Bahen Shor Ochamor. It's Gemara, but 1 second, E Defka Renew, if we're talking about Yisroel Mafker, it's no longer yours, it's Hefker. Then, being the Rabbi and the Shmuel, which is they have Machlokas, but both of them in this case would say, Hainu Bor, this is a case of Bor. So, Maishna Bor, why is it any different than Bor? Shekin Tchiloso, Tchilas Asiyoso, Lenezek, and Mon Choshmos Alecha, is the beginning with Nezek and the earth, the Shmir is on you. Hani Naami Tchilas Asiyoso, Lenezek, this is something which is from the very beginning damages and something that can damage, and it's yours, and you have to go and you watch over it. And therefore, it's just be a tolda of bor, and therefore, there's nothing additional that's being thrown in here. Ella delav karenu. But saying you didn't have mafker it. L'shmuel damar kula mi bor l'madnu. But according to Shmuel, it says, if we learn al chia from bor, hainu bor, then this is a case of bor, in which case there's nothing new over here. And for the Gemara, li olam daf karenu, we're talking about a case of mafker it, velo damar labor, and it's not similar to the case of bor. Because ma labor shekain. Ain koach achem orba, nothing else is mixed in with it. It's just a board just sitting there. Tom and Bahani shekoach achem orba. You can say with these things where the koach achem is involved with it. How so? In this case, it's talking about the ruach, the wind that's coming along, right? So if you can't compare it to bar. And that's why it's coming to be included over there. Says Rashi, and that's the lotion of Bahani d'nokim masisna etzad shava, and that's what it says lotion of etzad shava. Well, why can't we just say it's Eish? Eish to Chiyach. Because we know that this also is something which Mala Eish can't, because it's a Chayav, even though it's something else that's being involved with it. This is more than a Mala Eish can't Dark Halil Chazik. This is its way to go and do such a thing, which is not these ones over here. Once they're sitting over here, then it's not Derek to go and have damage. Something has to come and get damaged on it. This is more of a Bor to Chiyach. Bor will knock that out. Right, because muscle doesn't move and it damages. V'chazar din, and it goes back and forth. So it ends up, it's somewhat like Eish, somewhat like Bor, and therefore if it's Tzad HaShava, then that's why they're going to fall into the category from the Lashon of Tzad HaShava. Rava argues another answer. L'suye coming to include a case of Bor HaMizgalgal Baragli Adam Baragli Behemah. That is, you put a boar that's rolled, you have this rock that's rolled by the feet of people and by animals. Meaning, if you have a case over here, and when someone leaves something in a Rishus Rabbim, and it doesn't do anything where you put it, but then it gets like moved around by something, not by Mazed over here. Someone walks by, an animal kicks it. Hey, Chidami, what's the case? And that's what's being included. That's the Tzad HaShava Shemen. Hey, Gedam, Idef, Karin, if you want to say he was Mafkirit, that he was Mafkirit, the Midrash Rabbin Lishwal Hainu Bor, that's the case of Bor, and you shouldn't have to learn that from, you don't need the Tzad HaShava. Ma'ishna Bor, why is it in the Bor? Shekin Tchilas HaShias HaLenazik Shmur Solecha. You know, the beginning of the making of Bor is in Nezek in order to be Mazik, something falls in there, and the Shmir is on you. Hani Amit Chiyas HaShias HaLenazik, putting the rock over there, but Shmur Solecha, you have to watch it. Elo Delafkarin, must talk about the case we weren't mafkarin. L'shmuel damar kula mibor. All the mother from Shkoin Shmuel said we learn everything from bor, hainu bor. And that is a case of bor, in which case we don't need a tzad HaShava for it. It says gemar le'olam dafkarinu. For lo damar bor, you're mafkarin, but you can't compare it to bor. Because ma'la bor, shekin ma'isav garmulo. His ma'isav is garmid. Rashi says that just the digging it itself is creating it. But over here, it wasn't. It's just the people coming along and they kick the rock, or the animal's going, and they kick it, causes it. Tomer Bahani Shein Maisim Garmu. It's not his actions are going, causing such a thing. And therefore, we have to learn from the Tzad HaShava. It says, but Shor Yuchich, we can learn that from Shor, that you're going to be chayev even if you didn't do it. It's derech is to go to walk and to be mazik. Therefore, you can't compare the two because that's not the case with the rock. So therefore, no, it's not going to be a tolda of shor. And bor dochich, well, the bor go knock that out because bor also doesn't make its way. It's not darko lelechazik, it's still going to be chayev. And therefore, we see that each one is lacking because our din l'rizek rizeh. What ends up happening, though, is that it's a tzadah shava, and therefore you're going to be chayev in such a case of the rock that you put there and it gets kicked, etc. But wait, there's more. There's another pshat. Rav Avi Bar Almai says, what's it coming to include? Asuya de Tanya. It's including that what you learned on a braisa. Know that back in the day, they didn't have like a whole sewage system. So people had these septic tanks. Every once in a while, they had to get rid of them. They had to dump them. So what would they do? They would go and let them out into the main streets. But not stam. You can't just do it whenever you want. During the dry season, you can't do that. Like meaning during the summer, because nothing would wash away. But during the winter, when it's the rainy season, then you could do it because then it was already muddy anyway, and then it's not an issue to do such a thing. But even then, if it damages, you're going to be chayav for it. Let's read inside. Father Bava says that's the kisses including. Also, you heard the Tanya. They could open up their wastes and the Gorfimir is saying they could all their ma'oros, all their pits, they can go and allow it to come out. During the summer, they could do it during the winter. Rashi says, "Mepneisha rechov noah during the summer, v'hu mekalkol, it's messing it up." Aval b'yemos hagishamim during the winter, sherechovos is when it's raining. Melucha chos yishlam rishos, they're allowed. Melucha chos, they're allowed to do it. Afa pi shebi rishos, even though they're doing rishos, imezikin chayev l'shalom. If it is mazik, then they're chayev to pay. Says Gemara, "Hechidam, what exactly are we talking about?" Iba hadi to cause the mazik. If it's talking about as it's going, it's going to go in damage and kocho. That's considered kocho. That's his power. And therefore, Rashi says, "V'hainu adam v'tana leib masis." And we have that straight up in the Mishnah itself. Ella busted the night. Chamash, we're talking about a case where it already stopped, already came to rest, and then someone comes into it and he gets slips on, he gets damaged. Hechidami. Edafker interviews mafkerit ben rab ben the shmuel in a bar. That's considered bar, and therefore we don't need a. Say tzad shavet straight up. Why is it different than bar? That chias is yasal nezek u'mamon chashvas alecha. It's nezek and it's shmir is on you. Haninami chias is yasal nezek u'mamon chashvas alecha. If it's the same thing, ella delafkerin. Unless we're talking about a case where you were not mafkeret. L'shmul damer kulam ibar alom v'kodesh shmul said we learn everything from bar. Hainu bar. So why do we need? Why do we need tzad shavet for? Says Gemara la'olam dafkerin. We're talking about your mafkeret. V'lo damer the bar, but you can't compare it to bar. Malabor shekain shelo birshu. When it comes to boar, we're talking, it was done without rishos. Tomer bahani de rishos. You're going to say about these ones which are done with the rishos, therefore you can't learn out from there. And the only way we're learning out is from the tzad hashava. Beep, turn the page. Vavim beis, shore yochiach. Why can't we say it's shore? Because we know the shore also is that you have rishos. The shore is rishos to go around. Rishos, rishos beizin, hu mahalech, rishos aram, sharei kol adam yishlo. Rishos bahana bekach veim hizek chayev and he was mazik is chayev afani avi v'hainu tzad shavet demastisen says Gemara malashor shekin darko leil chazik his derech is to go into damage bor duchich bye but bor will go and be mochich is that because it doesn't go and this thing is not to go into damage it's so chayev v'chazor din it goes back and forth and therefore we learn out from the tzad shavet shaman to learn out that you're going to be chayev in such a case as well. And last but not least, we have the fourth attempted understanding of it, that's Ravina. Ravina, Omer L'suya, Ha'i Denai, it's coming to include that which we're going to miss the Bava Metziya. Ha'kosava Ilon Shenaf L'Rishus Aram Miziku. Let's say a person has a tree that they own, and they have a wall or a tree that falls into Rishus Aram and then damages. Potter M'Lasham, they are going to be potter from paying. Nasal Uzman Lakotz. Well, we're talking about a case that the wall or tree, it fell in a way that it wasn't expected, and then someone goes ahead and tripped before he's able to go and get it out of there. And he's going to be putter because it's an onus. What do you want from me? So now, Nasulos man, Lakotz, Lakotz, Elam, Velistos, of course. Let's say he was given time to go and actually cut it down and get rid of it. As Basin came along and said, you got to get rid of it. And then, Benafel, Pilkos, man, Viziko fell within that time. Then putter, it's going to be putter. L'achar is man chayev. After the time, they will be chayev. Because that's Poshea. You didn't go ahead and get rid of something which is dangerous that the business had to do. Hey, Chidami, what's the case? Edafkar, if you want to say that he was already mafkirit, then being the rabbi in the Shavuot Hanu Bar, then this is a case of Bar, and therefore it's not a Shava, straight up a total of Bar. Ma'ashta Bar is different than Bar. The Hezeko Matzoi, Bar, it's Hezek is Matzoi, he's found Shema Salech, you have to watch it. And the Amizik of Matzoi Shema Salech, the same thing. Either Lavkarinu, and if you weren't Mavkarit, then the Shmuel, the Amar, Kulan, Kulam, we borrow the money, we learn everything from a bore, Hanu bore, therefore this is a bore, therefore you don't need to tell a show anymore. The Olam says, we're talking about your mafkrit. For a little bit of a bore, it's not going to be like a bore. Ma, la bore, she can't heal us, and see us on the Nezek. A bore is made for Nezek. From a behind, she can't heal us, and see us on the Nezek. These things are not made for Nezek, says Gemara. Sure, you'll heal. Sure, we'll knock that up because, see, I'm idea, it's not heal us, and the Nezek, and so you're going to be chayev. And then see, but Malashor she came darker little chazik, but its goal is to go mazik, and this isn't. Bortochiach that his goal is not Malashor she came darker lelich. It doesn't walk to, and yet it's still going to be chayv chazor din. And the same principle we saw, it goes back and it goes forth, and it comes out that a person will be chayv because of the tzad shava. These are the four different things that the tzad shava are coming to include. Four different ways of understanding what they are. Zok the next part of the Mishnah kishehizik chavamazik when any of these things happens, there's damaging, and it occurs, then the owner of this thing is going to be chav. In fact, I'm a chav, that's a weird way of speaking, chayav, say he's chayav amazik mi boy, that's what it should have said. Amavidomarav, hai tani Yerushalmi, here's Yerushalmi, the tani lush klila, that they use a shortened type of lushan over there, but really in the Chayami, he's saying the same thing, it's just a different way of speaking. Next part of the Mishnah, we said that l'shalim tashlumi nezek, that the damager is chayav to pay from where? From meitav ha'aretz, from the best of the land. What in the world, what does that even mean? Tanaraba, anan, meitav sadeh u meitav karmel yishalim. This is a bit tricky because the pasuk says that if an animal causes the damage, how so? By eating or stepping over someone else's stuff, then the owner has to pay his best from his best field or his best vineyard. Now, when it says his best field, his best vineyard, it's talking about of the mazik, the one who damaged, or of the one who got damaged. Major nafkamin. It's mitav sedeo shal nizak or mitav karmel shal nizak. Divrei Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel says, we take a look at the one who was damaged and we take it from the best of it. What his stuff is, how you pay him back. Rashi says, she'ima achla aruga besadeo shemin aruga mishubacha shal Nizak, kama yafe, achshav in perus seha, bekama te yafe below perus venosin lo. Rashi's spelling what the Gemara is going to go into. The point is that what happens is that mitav seha shal nizak, mitav karmel shal nizak. The very shalom. Yekiva omer, lo ba kosav el ligbos in nizak and minaidis. All the book is coming to say is that you have to go and pay from the damager's best land. Vekava chomer lehektish. Rashi says, we'll explain what that means, v'kavachomer lehektish, so too, certainly when it comes to hektish. Now, like we started Rashi a little bit, give us an insight, but the Gemara now goes into a try to understand. Rabbi Shmuel seems to be saying that the one who damages has to pay the value that he ruined of the best of the person who he damaged, even if he didn't ruin the best stuff. It's a little interesting. Rabbi Shmuel says the Gemara, Achol Shmeina Mashalim Shmeina. Here we get it. If you ate from like the fat, rich kind of stuff and the veggies, the fatty veggies over there, okay, you got to pay the fatty veggies. I'll call Shmina. But if he eats like from the, you know, the lean stuff, which is not so good, he has to pay the fat stuff over there. I mean, it's a bit strange. Why would you have to do that? I'm Ravidi Baravin. Hachamai skin, what are we dealing with? Kigon Chachal Aruga Bein Arugos. We ate from one of them. Velo he didn't eat Khushachal, Yishmein Achal. We don't know what he ate from the best stuff or the worst stuff. The Mishalim Yishmeina. In that case, Rabbi Shmuel is saying, they used to go ahead and he has to pay from the good stuff. Because maybe he ate from the good stuff over there. Rabbi Shmuel, he would be maskim that if he ate from the bad stuff, that he only pays for the bad stuff. Forget that. Amar Rav Rava says, what if we knew they ate from the shvacha stuff? Lo mashalim ela kusha. Rava says, right, you only eat from the lo mishalim el kusha. Hashda deloy din kusha achal yishmeina achal. Mishalim yishmeina? How much mechira el varaya? What are you talking about? You want me to pay more? Then you got to bring me a raya and I have to pay more. So since it's possible the animal ate only from the poor stuff, from the shvacha stuff, why should it be as to go and he should be able to get from the shmacha stuff without bringing a raya over here? So the Gemara says, inachinam, he says, okay, Ella, Amar Rav Acha bar Yaakov, hachamai skin, what are we dealing with? Kigon shahai se'idis, the nizak kizibur is tamazik. It's when the best land of the one who got damaged is like the worst land of the mazik. In other words, the maziker is a billionaire, and his worst land is the best land of the one that he damaged. Ubaha pligi And it's on that that Rishmo and Rikiva are arguing. Rishmo Savar B'dinizek Sheminan, that we go ahead and we do it according to the one who was damaged. And since he holds that, Rishmo Savar B'dinizek Sheminan, we go according to the one who got damaged, so the damager can give his own worst land, because it's equal to this guy's best land, in order to pay if it comes out to be equal to that stuff. Rabbi Akiva Savar B'damazik Shamina. No, we go according to the Mazik, the one who damaged, and therefore he used to pay from the best of his land, even though it's much more than the best of the other guy's land. My time, Rabbi Shmuel, what is Pshat in Rabbi Shmuel? Nemar Sada Lamata, Nemar Sada Lamata. It says the word Sada, Sada. When it talks about the payment, use the word Sada. When it talks about damage, the word Sada. It says Rashi, Nemar Sada Lamata, Metav Seyu Shalem. Nemar Sada Lamayla, Bir Abasada Abaste Acher. In which case, Ma Sada Ha'amur Lamaila did Nizak, just like the one that's mentioned above, is talking about the one who got damaged, Av Sada Lamata the Nizak. So the ones below is also talking about the Nizak. Rabbi Kiva says, Metav Sadeo, Metav Karmo Yishalim, that he's got to pay from his top stuff or his top vineyard, right? The best of the best. You got to pay from the best of the best. And who are we talking about over here? That's talking about, it's clearly talking about the best stuff of the one who is paying, meaning the one who is the damager. Yeah, the one who is doing the damage. The Rebbe Yishmael and Rebbe Yishmael, Ahani Gezeira Shava Vahani Kra, the Gezeira Shava, which is implying that the Pasuk is talking about the best land of the damaged, the one who got damaged, is teaching one thing, Vahani Kra, and also just a simple explanation of the damager is makes sense. Ahani Gezeira Shava Kitakamina. Gezeira Shava helps, like I taught, meaning that the damager can pay with his worst land if it's equal to the best land of the one who was damaged. The Hanikra, the Pasuk, is going to help. He can go into Isle, the Mazik, Idis, with Yiburis. The Mazik is a billionaire. He's got a piece of land, $1 billion, and he's got a piece of land for $10. The Idis, Lenizik, and the one who got damaged, he only has one, which is worth $1,000. Viziburis the mazik lo shavik idis nizak. The $10 of the mazik is not up to the zibur, the idis of the nizak of the $1,000. The mashal mlemi mate of didei has to pay for the top part of his land. The lo matzi amar, like he can't say ta'at gabi and gvei miziburis, come take from my chrefti land of here. Ela gabi me mate gavi me mate of, yes, you can come and take from the top land. Now, we're not done over here. We have to continue on. Next time, we'll start up with the deal of what Rabbi Akiva would say to this. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all you all a great, great day.